From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seward. Cycling Without Age Marathon County is entering its eighth season of offering free trishaw rides. They're slow-paced, passenger-focused bicycle outings. The all-volunteer program gives older adults and people with limited mobility a chance to get outside, to feel the wind in their hair, and reconnect with the community around them. Chris Filtz is a member of the group's advisory board. He joins me now to talk about why something as simple as fresh air and conversation can have such a powerful impact. Chris, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Can you describe a moment, maybe a specific ride, where you watched something shift in someone, not just their mood, but something deeper?
Well, we give a lot of rides to people that suffer from memory problems, that aren't able to get out and do something active themselves. I don't know if there's one specific moment, but there are moments during every single ride for every volunteer where they realize that what they are doing is for the greater good, that not only are the passengers getting something from this, but the pilot, the person bicycling, pedaling, is actually getting just as much back by listening to their stories, by hearing about their life, by experiencing the joy of being outdoors and being in the sunshine.
And for someone who's had to give up driving or a walk they used to take every morning, what does it feel like to move through the world again on their own terms?
Well, you know, we hear from them. We've had some people that take a ride that get emotional, that have been in a room in, you know, let's say a care facility for over a year. And they really have not been outside except for a ride to the doctor. And we come to the facility and we get them on the machine with a caregiver or with a relative or a guardian. And we take them out. We take them out for ice cream. We take them down the road in the sun on a beautiful day. And they, and a lot of times their family member, do get a bit emotional because if they've been somewhat non-responsive for a while or depressed and whatnot, they see them start to brighten up, sit a little straighter, and actually enjoy what we are doing for them that day.
How long are the rides generally?
Each ride is an hour long, and we can take up to two people. That includes loading on the trishaw and then returning and hopping off. Volunteers, when they sign up, will sign up for a two-hour shift, which will mean they give rides for up to four people, two people at a time for 1 hour each.
There's something about moving slowly together that seems to make people open up. Have you noticed what kinds of conversations happen on a trishaw that might not happen anywhere else in someone's week?
Yes, they start to tell us things about where they used to live, about a bicycle they used to own, things they, and then they start to open up even more when you're responsive to that. And they love telling you things they used to do that most people don't get to hear from them, or that maybe the staff where they are is just, you know, simply too busy. And we are there. We are there for them for that whole hour, focused on them, and letting them tell us everything they want to.
Cycling Without Age talks about the right to wind in your hair. That's an unusual way to frame a right. What does that phrase mean when you watch it happen in real life?
Everybody deserves to enjoy the outdoors. I think it's definitely something that those of us who are able-bodied take for granted, being able to simply walk out a door and stand outside. A lot of these people cannot do that. And we give them that right back, that you can be out here. You can enjoy your day. You can just relax and let go and let someone else take the handlebars for an hour and let you breathe. Every single doctor or psychologist on the planet says getting outside, getting outdoors is paramount to good health and mental health as well. And that's what we help people achieve with Cycling Without Age.
The volunteers are called pilots, you said. They're doing the pedaling, obviously, but what do they come away with that they maybe didn't expect to find?
I think a lot of them might get into it thinking it's going to be a physical thing. It's not at all hard with these machines. They are electric assist. What they get away from it is that they are doing more than just a standard volunteer where you usually don't get to see a lot of the people you're helping. A lot of volunteering is sort of hands off. You're doing something in this office, or you're you're doing something outside for someone, but you're, helping direct traffic or helping people park. But with Cycling Without Age, they are right there in front of you, and you have, you have their full attention and they have your full attention, and they really get to know the people they are helping. They get to know them so well.
What do you love about this personally? I can tell how enthusiastic you are about it.
I like it because it combines bicycling, which I enjoy doing. I used to do that obviously just solo or in small groups. And now I get to give people that feeling of, remember when you were a kid and you rode on a bicycle, it felt like you could fly. And so when they're sitting in those comfortable couches on the front of the machine, they get that floating feeling back. They can feel that through them. And that's what I get from them. I feed off their energy. I have specific regulars that like to come. And so I get to enjoy things and I get to see them often, and we can pick them up again and they can tell me how their winter went. And, we get to see the leaves come out, and then we get to see the leaves start to change towards the end of the year. I get everything from it. It really has sparked me to get more active in the group and volunteer more often and join the board and everything I can do with Cycling Without Age.
For someone listening right now who feels moved by this, what is the first step if they want to become a pilot and get involved?
The first step would be to sign up for one of our training sessions. Our next training session is May 29th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. This training session will be held at the Mount View Care Center, North Central Healthcare Center. And you can sign up using the email at cwa.marathoncounty@gmail.com.
You can learn more about Cycling Without Age Marathon County on their website, cyclingwithoutage.com. Rides are always free, and there are many opportunities to get involved in this effort. Chris Filtz, thank you so much for talking with us today about this and sharing your thoughts. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Shireen. Thanks for having us.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.